DW.
Organic cotton seems to be everywhere this summer. In high street shops, on street side billboards, and online, of course. All popular fashion brands seem to be promoting their eco-friendly collections, but are they really green? DW colleague Jeanette Zwink took a deep dive into the subject, and she's here with us today. Jeanette, are we heading toward a brave new green fashion world for everyone?
Well, that's at least what the fashion companies want us to think and then buy, of course. Their message is you can have cheap fashion and a clean environmental conscience.
That's tempting, isn't it? I mean, on the rare occasions I do go into H&M, I almost can't stop myself from buying something, but I don't want to feel guilty about it.
Right. When you see, for example, a pink puff-sleeved dream at H&M for 20 euros or a very cute alter-neck dress at Zara, for example, for 13 euros, and both dresses you'd find labeled with in-store brand names like Join Life or Conscious Collection, that really sounds good, like an eco thing.
Yeah, it does. And in fact, that name Conscious Collection rings a bell for me. I have to say, too, on the surface, I would trust that.
Well, don't, because mostly it only sounds eco. That's what Viola Wohlgemuth, a textile expert at Greenpeace, told me.
Yeah, Nachhaltigkeit ist gerade einfach Trend.
Sustainability is a trend. It attracts consumers. Everything is green or conscious. The problem is, these terms aren't protected at all, which means that they open the door to greenwashing.
Sie öffnen Tür und Tor für pures Greenwashing.
Greenwashing, that's a term perhaps not all of our listeners are familiar with. Can you explain it?
Greenwashing is when a company tries to paint itself as eco-conscious in the public eye, but this image is not backed up by any substance. Some experts are critical of large textile companies that like, you know, to adorn themselves with self-proclaimed eco-collections, although such collections do make up only a very small proportion, while the rest of their collection is produced conventionally. And those so-called eco-collections are not as eco as they might seem.
Ugh, say it ain't so.
Sorry to smear your eco-conscience. But, for example, the Conscious Collection from H&M only promises to use, and I quote, at least 50% sustainable materials, and then such as organic cotton or recycled polyester. So consumers can't know what percentage of organic cotton is actually used. Other labels refer to sustainably produced cotton, and this is not necessarily organic cotton. Sabine Fehrenschild, who is a researcher at the Südwind Institute in Bonn, which is an NGO for social, economic and environmental justice, told me this.
Cotton from the Better Cotton Initiative, for example, permits genetically manipulated seed. The aim is to use fewer pesticides than in conventionally cultivated cotton, but pesticides are still used. Therefore, organic cotton is the better choice.
And the use of pesticides in conventional cotton cultivation is huge. 20% of all pesticides worldwide are used there.
Yeah. Well, in my family, we do try to buy organic as much as possible. And if it's labeled organic, then it is organic, right?
Yes, but only independently certified organic labels offer that guarantee. And they must also consider the entire production chain. Here's Fehrenschild again.
Wenn man jetzt den Lebenszyklus eines Bekleidungsstückes betrachtet,
if you consider the life cycle of a piece of clothing, then you would also have to include ecological and social criteria in each step of processing and then get that checked independently. For example, by certification schemes such as the Fair Trade Textile Standard or the Global Organic Textile Standard. Only with these labels you're sure that ecological and social standards are adhered to in the whole production chain.
In den weiteren Verarbeitungsstufen eingehalten wurden.
Most in-house eco-brands do not provide any such information about the production chain, and a genuine organic summer dress does have its price. With that global organic seal, it would cost 60 up to 100 euros.
Hikes, yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to pay that. And does that mean that my last H&M conscious impulse purchase will kill the planet?
Unfortunately, a truly eco-dress for 20 euros is simply too good to be true. Experts say fast fashion cannot be eco-friendly. Greenpeace has calculated that a glam party top is worn, on average, only once or twice. But the fashion industry expends far too many resources for that small usage.
Fast fashion, right. Basically treating clothes like disposable, single-use items.
That's the point. Clothing is resource-intensive. It requires an extremely large amount of water, beginning with the cultivation of cotton, which is also very land-intensive. And, by the way, less than 1% of cotton produced worldwide is organic.
What about synthetic clothes? Fibers like polyester, aren't they basically fossil fuel products that also shed tons of microplastics into our waters?
Pretty much. And they're not biodegradable. So natural fibers are the better choice, and the less treated with chemicals, the better. But apart from the question of the raw material, consider that the textile industry is responsible for 20% of worldwide wastewater and for at least 10% of worldwide carbon emissions. So it would have to undergo a radical change to become truly sustainable. Here's Greenpeace expert Viola Wohlgemuth.
Was die Firmen machen müssen, ist ihr komplettes Geschäftsmodell umstellen.
The companies have to change from textile traders to textile service providers. The outdoor industry is a good example of this. There are whole factories where shoes, jackets, backpacks or tents are repaired. You can also find such business models in the trendy fashion sector, for example with jeans. And of course, that's been well received by customers. If a company shows that it's taking up this challenge, then it will keep its customers.
Sich dieser Sache annimmt, dann wird sie auch ihre Kunden behalten.
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea, to rent clothes instead of buying them. But that does not seem to have really caught on yet. So what can conscious consumers do now?
If you really want to have a green wardrobe, this means reject fast fashion, pay more money for durable clothes of higher quality, and mend the items if they tear. And if you want to have a nice summer bargain, just go buy it secondhand or visit a clothing exchange.
I do love me a good thrift store visit. Thanks, Jeanette, for joining us today.
No problem.
DW.